Yesterday afternoon, I was talking to one of, I think they're the two biggest companies that sell distilled water, water which is taken from a municipal supply and subject to a distillation process, no wastage. So litre goes in, litre comes out, and then that litre is sold to customers who come to the shops. And H2O was telling us that they had listened to the crisis and that they were, as of the 1st of February, I did say, can't you do it earlier? And I got a kind of, well, maybe we'll have a look. But as of the 1st of February, H2O is no longer going to be selling, or no, you know, people coming with their 25-litre containers or their 10-litre containers and having that filled up with H2O. They're not going to do that anymore, but they will continue to focus on what they think is their core business, which is selling water purifying equipment. The other big player in this space is Oasis Water. The group MD, Naster Priya, is on the line to us from Pretoria. Nas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to Cape Talk listeners.
What's your business plan for the Western Cape in the light of our water crisis?
Yes, John, if I may, I can quickly give context to what is our business currently in Cape Town. We have 19 Oasis stores in Cape Town. We've been there for the last 12 years. So we are definitely not here to exploit. We've been part of the Cape Town community for, as I say, 12 years. And just to put in context, sometimes I think the perception from the public is that we're doing these millions of liters. The average for the last month that our store is doing per month per store, and I've even broken it down to per day, is that we are doing or selling 2,399 liters of drinking water average per day. So just to give a context that it's not millions of liters that we're talking about, that is the context of the liters, and if we equate that to customers, we serve about 9,000 Cape Townians per day if you equate that to a 5-liter usage per person per day.
That is over what period?
That was now for the last month. So that was November, December average that we've taken.
Yeah, I'm much more interested in the January average because it is only late in January that people began to realize for the first time that day zero was a probability. So if you can give me similar figures for the last week of January, I suspect that the sales would have shot up precipitately.
Yes. So even if it went up by 50%, we're talking about roughly a 4,000 litre per day sale. So just to give the listeners a context of the amount of litres we're talking about when it comes to the selling of drinking water. And the emphasis there is that Oasis sells drinking water.
Okay, but I mean, it's, you know, 4,000 litres at 19 stores is 76,000 litres, which in the context of how much water the city of Cape Town uses is small, but often these things achieve a symbolic weight way beyond the actual numbers.
That is correct. So I just wanted to give context, and then if you allow me to quickly explain our purification process, I think that is the big answer that people feel. Their perception, again, is that with osmosis water, there's a huge wastage.
I did mention at the start of our interview that you don't waste anything. You take 1 liter of water, you purify it, and you pass 1 liter on. So I don't think we need We don't need to go there. We haven't suggested that you waste water through reverse osmosis. So, I mean, are you going to allow your 19 stores continue selling water, or are you going to do what H2O has done and bring that aspect of your business to a stop?
So if we do that, then our businesses will cease to exist because the difference between our core business is selling drinking water that is purified. So if we do that, I'm putting roughly 100 families out of work and then 19 tenants out of shopping malls. So that is not something that we can do, but we feel that we are not testing water, so, and people are buying for drinking purposes, and that is hopefully the main usage of the water in Cape Town is for drinking water. If it was a case that it's been wasted and etc., obviously that would contribute to the problem. But that is not the case. But having said that, we have contingency plans in place. We have secure sources. This coming Friday, we're starting to truck in water in bulk containers and then in your 40,000 liters trucks. Will be from outside of Cape Town, will be trucked into supplement and to add to that the current supply.
And are you limiting, because I mean we've seen photographs of H2O outlets and Oasis outlets of people arriving there with 200, you know, containers totaling 200 litres and having those all filled. Are you going to, as those shops keep open and as you transfer from Cape Town municipal water to water from outside of the drought area, are you going to be limiting the number of litres per customer?
We have to, and sometimes it's even just for practical purposes to give everybody a fair chance. So we believe in fair distribution. At this stage, we use a criteria of 50 litres per family. So, yes, definitely there is a limit to the amount of litres that a customer can refill at our stores.
And do you expect NAS to, at any time in the next couple of weeks, to entirely replace the water that you are taking from the municipal system with the water that you're trucking in, or will that always only be an adjunct to...
Yes. That is the anticipation that we can replace it entirely, but that's the theory. We must see now in practice... It's a huge operation to do that, and the logistics. So we are at work. So that's what we're aiming for. Hopefully we can attain it. And apart from the bulk water that we're going to supply our stores, from next week we already have supplied them with the bottled water from outside. But from next week, only from one of our sources, there's 18 interlinks per week arriving with bottled water. So also to alleviate the pressure, we're also tracking in the bottled water from outside the water-stressed area.
And the pricing of that, as the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee yesterday was suggesting there be an investigation into... I mean, most of the big retailers seem to me to be selling water at a very reasonable price, and they don't seem to have upped their price at all as a result of the dramatically increased demand. So would you also be looking at pricing that water without too much of an attempt to make profit out of it?
Yes, we're going to be fair in our dealings. We are clear in how we do it. At this stage, it seems that we can keep it at the price that we are doing. Obviously, there would be extra cost depending from where in South Africa we're tracking it in. But at this stage, and that's, I think, the nice thing in this crisis, that even we are working together with our competition. So that's, for me, the nice thing, that we can even sometimes piggyback or join a truck with your competition or your competitor in order to make things cost effective and to not exploit the Capetonians, but to assist them in this crisis.
Thank you very much. Naas de Pryor, Group MD of Oasis Water, on the line to us there from Pretoria.